Right, almost ready. Have you done this kind of thing before?
Long time ago in the 60s with John Freeman, that face-to-face thing. But,
yeah, but I mean...
He was a hopeless amateur, broke down, wept halfway through the interview.
How did it resolve that particular encounter?
I gave him a hanky and told him to pull himself together. I did a bit of an appearance on the Tube with Paula Yates and Jules Holland. Played a bit of boogie on that, but I'm not a radio. I've only done television. So this is all a new world to me.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to that. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm off any minute.
Sir Arthur, your work with eels is very well documented. It's perhaps less well known that during one experiment you came very close to death. How did that happen?
I was trying to test the strength of the eel and whether the strength of the eel was enhanced by an injection of thiobisulin, which, as you probably know, is a steroid much used by Betty Grable in the early days of Hollywood, which gave her those wonderful legs, because she was born with legs only 3 inches long. And her parents were determined to have a world-class film star-style daughter. But through administration of this drug and what is called tugging, namely pulling by the ankles, they managed to get Grable's legs up to the required film star length.
Wasn't there also a functional problem in this process? Sometimes things got horribly out of hand.
Yes, well, there was one occasion. I don't know if you've ever seen the sequence, but there are outtakes in the British War Museum which show Grable starting off a dance routine with the very...